This is Senator Al Simpson. American reliance on foreign energy sources is reaching perilous levels. We need a forward-looking energy policy. Ted Kennedy and I will face off in a moment. Ted, this country now relies more on foreign oil than at any time since the energy crisis of the 70s. You recall that crisis, shortages, gas lines, angry motorists. We were manipulated by the Middle Eastern oil interests. For a time, it appeared we had learned our lesson. We explored all alternative fuel sources, nuclear and solar energy. We promoted the use of domestically produced natural gas. We still have a heavy reliance on the use of domestic coal reserves, but the acid rain debate will force us to look for ever more answers. Our energy needs continue to increase, Ted. We can't take any comfort simply because we enjoy lower prices at the pump. We must have a stable energy policy. It ought to be a very top priority before Middle Eastern powers lay it to us again. Why don't you Northeasters help us out for a change?
Al, you're half right today, but your other half is pure right wing. We are slipping back into the bad old days of energy waste and excessive reliance on foreign oil. But nuclear power is not the answer to our energy problems, and the impasse over what to do will continue as long as you right-wingers use the situation as a pretext for building nuclear power plants. There are better answers, Al, starting with energy conservation. That's what finally broke the back of OPEC in the 1970s. Americans learned to use less energy, and what they did use, they used more efficiently. But when the pressure was off, Al, and oil prices dropped, you were among the first to say, school's out. You voted to roll back the energy-saving requirements for automobiles. You sided with the gas guzzlers and scuttled the tough fuel efficiency standards we need. Mend your ways, Al. There's a lot we can do on energy without going nuclear. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off again on Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.